Business Leaders of Today is presented by Tess Turin, marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nowlin, who specializes in business insurance and asset protection.
Good morning, everyone. TGIF, welcome to Business Leaders of Today. Our show will introduce to you the brightest, sharpest, and best leaders in the great Atlanta area. I'm Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group Agency. And my co-host here is Tess Turin with Basica Marketing. Good morning, Tess.
Good morning, Angel.
How was that commute in?
Oh, goodness. Let's not talk about that.
It was not good. But
no.
It's going to be 70 degrees this weekend, and I cannot wait.
I'm ready.
Absolutely cannot wait. We have some great guests today. Our first guest is Michael Gordy with Fulton Services. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Our second guest is Thad Joyner with Sunbrook Academy. Good morning, Thad.
And good morning.
Oh, that wasn't happy. Let's try this again. Our second guest is Thad Joyner with Sunbrook Academy. Good morning, Thad.
And good morning.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. And our last guest is Chris Horn with Vocalogic. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Angel.
How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I am wonderful. He took an awful picture, everybody listening out there, of me. He's going to tweet. If he does, somebody text me and tell me. So we're going to, first of all, let me just say, I want to thank you guys for coming out. And we are going to start with Michael Gordy of Fulton Services.
Well, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. I saw it said on your thing that your company started in what year?
1922.
Let me just say, you are Jake Gyllenhaal good looking, so there's no way you were born in 1922.
No, I hadn't been around quite that long.
So tell us about Fulton Services.
Fulton Services is a residential plumbing, heating, and cooling company. We also do some light electrical work, mostly plumbing, but HVAC as well.
So when they started off, how did they start off? What business did they start off in?
Fulton started with plumbing in 1922. Okay. We added the HVAC in the early 80s, and recently have added the light electrical.
Okay. And is there a concentration you guys have?
We're mostly a plumbing company. We're about 70% plumbing, maybe 30% HVAC.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you've been around since 1922, you guys got to be doing something right.
I believe that we are. Our clients have been with us. A lot of them have been with us for a very long time. We've got a few that have been around since the 50s that are still hanging in there.
Well, that was way before my time. I don't know anything about the 1950s.
I don't either.
So now, what's your position there at Fulton Services?
I'm the general manager. Okay. I oversee all the general daily business stuff. We have a service manager. His name's Tim Edens. He does a great job handling our service techs. And just basically oversee the business, the everyday business.
Mm-hmm. So now you said, so you all do you all do sales too?
We do sales. We do, our technicians do the selling. We're a little bit different than some companies structured where we don't have a designated salesperson. We feel like the guy who's going to install it, who's there finding the problem, who will be installing the system, is the best one to say, this is what we need to do. Not somebody else who's coming out, just running around all the place, trying to sell a bunch of stuff. We want to fix what's going on and fix it the best way possible.
Well, I have a little history in air conditioning. My father worked for Carrier Air Conditioning for like 30 years.
We're a Carrier dealer.
Congratulations. So what are some of the different, what kind of, what other brands do you sell besides Carrier?
Well, on the HVAC side, we're a designated Carrier dealer.
Okay.
We can service anything, but that's what we will install for somebody. On the plumbing side, we're a Rheem dealer.
Okay.
And, but we can work on anything.
So you are a designated Carrier dealer. It was meant for us to meet, Mike. I can feel it. This was fate.
Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nowlin, your business insurance specialist. And we are speaking with Michael Gordy, Fulton Services, the general manager. So it sounds like there's two sides of the business. You have your plumbing side and you have your HVAC side, full service and sales on both sides of the business. Now, do you do residential and commercial? Or do you focus on one or the other?
We're mostly residential. I would say 99% residential. We do some light commercial. There's a big difference in doing a small commercial building and doing a high-rise or a 100,000-square-foot warehouse. You just have to know different things. So we can handle some small businesses, but mostly we like to stay in people's homes.
So as far as the residential side, do you offer maintenance agreements?
We do, on the plumbing and the HVAC side.
Can you elaborate a little bit on those services that you offer?
Sure thing. On the plumbing side, we have what's called a peace of mind agreement, where we come out, you get a discount, you get preferred scheduling. You can also save on the weekends for emergency service. We'll always come out if a pipe breaks or you have stuff backing up into your home. Anything that could be detrimental, we'll come out right away, take care of the problem. And then once a year, we come out and do a visual inspection of all the plumbing in the house. That way, we might can find something that you didn't know about that could cause damage later on down the road, a little small leak that you're unaware of, could save some money possibly too in water usage. On the HVAC side, we do full service on your HVAC equipment. In the spring, we do the air conditioning equipment. In the fall, we do the heating equipment. Clean everything, test everything, make sure that it's going to be running right for whatever season we're coming into.
And we all know about those busted pipes in Atlanta. I mean, I think, what was it, 200, 300? You should know this, Angel, being in the insurance business.
I don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to catch up on my sleep. Oh, my Lord. If I got one more question about bust pipes. I have people call me if their pipes bust. That's not why you're supposed to call. Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure you fixed a lot of busted pipes the last several months here in Atlanta, huh?
We have been running wild with that. It's the first really cold snap in January. It was unlike anything we had ever seen. And as I'm sure you know, right. Angel, we were booked a week out. With people had their water off, and I mean, we just couldn't get to them any faster.
Right.
Yeah, well, you know, I was one of those people.
It caught everybody off guard because it never got that cold before. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like, what, -7 or something crazy? So, now, tell me, when you do because I know with plumbing, it gets very funny between pump plumbing and water restoration or water extraction because, you know, there's mold and there's all these things. And, of course, I'm talking from an insurance perspective. How big of a job will you do when pipes burst or a house floods?
We come out and we can fix the pipe that burst.
But you don't take the water out?
We don't do anything with the water. That's a totally separate thing. We do have a couple companies that we work with that we will refer.
Okay.
And we stand behind them to take care of your home.
Wow.
But we can't. We're not licensed to touch it and really don't want to. There's a lot of liability in that.
Right. I've tried to explain that to several customers the last few weeks.
I know a lot of plumbing companies get a little bit into the renovations, bathroom renovations, kitchen renovations. Does your company get into that at all?
We're looking at getting back into it. We used to. And when the economy kind of fell off, so many builders flooded that market that we just said, okay, well, we'll let them have at it, and we got out of it for a little while. We're actually in talks with a few different people right now to get that back going again. Now the economy's picking up a little bit, but okay. Currently we do not.
Well, you're listening to Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group and Tess Turin with Basic Marketing, business leaders of today, and we're speaking to Michael Gordy at Fulton Services. So tell me, Michael, how have you all lasted since 1922? Because that's a long time.
It is a long time. We've been around for a long time just based on the quality of service that we give. When we come into your home, you don't have to worry about anything going wrong. And if the strain situation, when it does, we back it 100%. No questions asked. We're going to take care of it and make it right the way it was before. And our clients they've come to expect that. They know that we're not going to be the cheapest people around town. They know they're going to pay a little bit more for us, but at the same time, they have no worries. When they call us, they know we're coming out. We're going to fix it. We're going to be truthful with them and then make it right.
So you used to be a technician?
No. I got in this business just for the business side. You don't want me working on your
home. Oh, so that guarantee doesn't come from you personally, I see.
Yeah.
It comes from the company. So now, do you guys do any kind of community work at all?
We do. We work with the Wounded Warriors. We also are a large sponsor of the Southwest Christian Hospice Hospital. Mm-hmm. And then we used to build a lot of homes for Habitat for Humanity.
Okay.
We still do some of them, but just not quite as many as we used to. And then there's actually a organization in Northwest downtown. It's called the Riverwalk that they're trying to get going, and we've been a big supporter of that for the last 5 years, I believe, since they got going, trying to build a green space area around where the old incinerator plant is.
Where is Northwest? Where's that?
It's the Riverside neighborhood, Bolton Road corridor.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. So you guys are trying to get that kind of built back up to make like a touristy kind of thing?
Yeah, well, if I don't know if you've been around the area recently, around the incinerator.
No, it's been a long time. No, I know that I would have no reason. My hair is flammable. I don't get close to incinerators, right? No circumstances said no.
Well, since they shut it down, it's kind of a turned into a rundown. Doesn't look that great. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of an area around it, and it's right on the Chattahoochee River. Be a perfect place to have a park, green space, clean it up, renovate the neighborhood a little bit, and then make it look real good.
Well, that's awfully nice of you.
So, Mike, I have to ask you, you know, being in marketing myself, I know how important it is for businesses to market effectively. What have you found has been the most effective form of marketing for your business?
That's a tough one there. We, word of mouth. In our business, word of mouth is always the best way. Direct mailing pieces work real well for us. We've gotten into the billboard thing a little bit. There's a book out there called Home Reports around the Atlanta area.
I've seen that. I think you're viewed in that book, aren't you?
We've been in there 16 years now as a best pick.
Wow, that's great.
Wow. Yep. So they have to research everybody to qualify them to be in there. So you have to be on your P's and Q's to stay in it. And we've been able to stay in there as a best pick for 16 years now. So those are our most successful ways of getting our name out there. We've tried a few things that haven't worked, but everybody has, I believe.
Just part of doing business.
That's right.
Just throw it up against the wall, see what sticks, right? That's what you got to do, absolutely. Well, from an insurance perspective, you must get a lot of emergency calls. I know you do because, trust me, we're technically kind of in the same business on different sides of it, though. Mm-hmm. When those emergencies come in, how do you all handle keeping those people from, one, flipping out on you and still keeping them satisfied? Because that's usually when people are the most upset, and it's hard to keep them happy at that moment. How do you all keep that and then keep them coming back since 1922?
Well, our entire staff's trained very well. Our CSRs are trained to, when somebody calls in frantic, water pipes seem to be the most frantic thing that somebody will call in about, and they're trained to calm them down, say, hey, look, you called the right people. We're going to be on the way out there. If we can't send somebody, you know, right now, they can talk them through turning their water off, at least slowing down the problem a little bit. And then our technicians are trained well. They come out there, they pinpoint exactly what's going on and fix it. And then we also have our contacts with the right people in the restoration business to then refer them to somebody else who can come out, handle the insurance side, and take care of them, ease their mind.
You need to tell us if to call me.
So what is your territory? Do you go outside the Fulton area, Fulton County area?
We do. It's Fulton's in the name, but we cover the entire metro area.
Okay, great. How many trucks do y'all have out there?
We have 8 currently on the road right
Wonderful.
Now.
Wonderful. Okay.
So now where do you see the future of Fulton services going? Since you're so young.
I've got big dreams for it. We're looking at expanding our services in the future. We're trying to talk to the right people to either merge businesses together, possibly buy some. If anybody's interested in selling, give me a call.
I know that's right.
we want to be your one-stop shop, basically, for anything that's going on in the house. And that's where we see the future of Fulton Services and see a lot of great things for us in the future.
Well, I want to thank everyone for listening again today to Business Leaders of Today. This is Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group. My co-host is Tess Turin, and we've been speaking with Michael Gordy of Fulton Services. Michael, so tell everyone how they can, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
The best way to get in touch with us, our phone number is 404-352-3478. You can get us 24/7. We always have a live person answering the phone. And then we're online at fultonservices.com.
Oh, yeah, you have a live person 24/7?
Live person 24/7.
My heart goes out to the person who has to take those calls.
I'm sure they get paid very well.
Yes, they do.
When that last ice storm hit. And they're still around after the last ice storm?
We haven't lost anybody.
Y'all must be a great company. Well, we want to thank you again, Michael, for coming out and sharing your business with us today. And our next guest up is Thad Happy Joyner with Sunbrook Academy. Good morning, Thad.
Good morning.
So tell us about Sunbrook Academy.
Well, we're a child care franchise here in the Atlanta area, and we currently have 6 locations, 4 franchises, and 2 corporate locations, most on the west and northwest side of town.
Okay, so give us exactly where your locations are.
Okay, we're in Ackworth. We have 2 in Kennesaw. We have 1 in Vinings, 1 in Douglasville, and I'm leaving out somebody.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It'll come to me.
It'll come to you, absolutely. You just have so many. That's what it is. So did you go see the kids this morning before you came here?
I did not this morning. I have seen pictures this morning.
Okay, so what age groups do you all have in your daycare centers?
We start at 6 weeks. As young as 6 weeks, we go up to 12 years.
What's a 12-year-old doing at a daycare center?
Well, after
they need to be keeping the baby.
We have an after-school program, incredible after-school program with tutoring and great crafts, cool games, all that kind of fun stuff. So they love coming and staying with our program.
Oh, okay. So now do you all have a big summer program too?
Monster Summer Camp. We're fired up about this year's summer camp. We do a different theme each year. We shoot our own promotional videos and cool videos. Last year, our theme was Mission Impossible, and they had a mystery each week they would solve, and they would get their clues via video. And
oh, my
pretty
Lord.
Big production we put on. This year, I guess it's not too early to give the – we haven't launched it to our kids yet. We're doing that in 2 weeks, but maybe they're not listening right now. So this year's summer camp will be As Seen on TV. So we're doing every week's a different channel, and they'll be producing their own shows and doing their own game shows, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun.
Well, that's more than just a daycare center.
Yeah, well, we don't like daycare. You've said it three times.
Yeah,
we don't like daycare.
It's
but,
not a daycare. I've been to a daycare center. That's not a daycare center. That's not
an
even
academy.
Childcare. Right, that's
right.
An academy.
That's right.
Like, you actually teach them stuff. Who knew?
That's right. Well, you know.
Well, I have to say, I have a six-year-old, and he's early on, you know, back to work I was. And you know, it's very important for all the working moms and dads out there to have a, you know, a partner to help them with their children, with their child care. What are your hours of operation?
Well, they differ a little bit from center to center. We have some that open extremely early and stay open late. Just depends on the market they're in. We have some that open as early as 5:30 in the morning and stay open as late as 7 at night.
Wow.
You know, so huge. Most of our centers are 6:30 to 6:30, but mm-hmm. we have some that open earlier, like in the hospital districts. They may open a little bit earlier for depending on the shift that we're serving.
Mm-hmm. So how did you get in the Child Care Academy business?
That's good. I like Child Care Academy. Well, interestingly enough, I used to own restaurants. And in 2007, I sold the restaurants and started doing some consulting work in the Atlanta market and franchise consulting specifically. And when the market turned down, one of the child care companies that I was consulting with, their business took a turn for the worst as well, and I jumped in and bought one of those centers, and we had a lot of success, and took on a partnership in a few more, and just a couple of years ago bought two more, so I had three, and then last March, so we just had our year anniversary, I bought Sunbrook Academy, so we bought those six centers to add to the family, so gave us nine, and we've been loving it.
The need is certainly there, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Well, now, the thing I hear in your voice, which is rare, let me just say, my sister has a degree in early child development. She did the child care.
Does she have a job?
Well, it depends on who you ask. To her, she thinks she does, but it depends. The thing that I noticed, because she worked in a really kind of high-end place in Buckhead, then mm-hmm. she worked at another place, let's just say, wasn't so high-end.
Right.
I can hear in your voice, this is not a daycare center to you, a place. This is like you obviously enjoy this. How do you come up with these ideas of Mission Impossible and As Seen on TV?
That's a great question. I'm glad you brought that up. One thing that I think is a key to our success and why we've grown from just one center 4 years ago to have, you know, of mine, and then buying onto Sunbrook and us growing to nine centers in just a few short years, is that I believe in growing leadership within our company. So all of our teachers have opportunities to be on leadership committees, whether it's curriculum, marketing, mm-hmm. Summer camp, community service, whatever it is, they have an opportunity to serve on those. And then, you know, they meet with me monthly or bi-monthly, depending on what committee it is. And we sit around and brainstorm and go crazy and come up with great ideas for the kids. So we surround ourselves, and these guys are that way. Our teachers have more buy-in. We get better ideas because let's face it. I mean, stuffy senior management groups don't come up with the best ideas all the time.
No, absolutely not.
So, you know, getting down with the guys that are actually going to have to execute it,
mm-hmm.
you know,
right.
they're the ones with the passion for it even more than us. And then they stoke our passion. You know, they get our fire going by their excitement.
Well, you know, you have to be passionate about children to be involved with children.
Oh, yeah. You can't do this job unless you just absolutely love kids. Now, listen, I got into it when my children were, you know, they were preschool age, so it was kind of appropriate. But I certainly didn't set out to be in the child care business.
Right.
You know, But I found that there was a real, you know, when the economy turned down, a lot of the centers' quality turned down around the state of Georgia. You know, we
absolutely.
I think there were over 600 centers that closed in a two-year period of time in the state of Georgia.
Well, they cut that Head Start out. They cut out all mm-hmm. a lot of the benefits coming from the state to to those centers, so they couldn't stay open.
So there were people that were living off those subsidies and not living off their quality product and the quality right. service they gave children, the quality instruction. So I thought there was a big hole in the market for someone that was willing to invest in the future of these children and the quality instruction that we would give. And once we filled that, well, I think we were able to experience a lot of success.
Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nowlin, your business insurance specialist. And we are speaking with Thad Joyner, president and CEO of Sunbrook Academy. So Thad, for all the moms and dads that are out there listening now and might want to get more information, one question that I have, what kind of background checks do you do, and what type of, for your teachers, what type of schooling or certifications do you require?
Okay, that's a good question. First off, anyone that wants interest in Sunbrook Academy can go to sunbrookacademy.com, and whether you're interested in buying a franchise or you're interested in finding a school that's close to you, we have a great website there that'll easily take you to where you'd like to be. Secondly, our teachers, you know, what's real unique about them is that all of them are credentialed in some way or shape or form, whether it's a CDA certificate, which is a 180-hour training course, all the way up to master's degrees. So it just depends on the class that we have. But all of them have been credentialed. You know, they're all certified in CPR, first aid. The state requires 10 hours of annual professional development training, but Sunbrook Academy requires 20 hours. We also at Sunbrook have every other month classroom observations done by a third-party group that comes in and evaluates the classroom instruction and the classroom management that our teachers are giving. And then we also have an every other month training class where she goes over the results of those observations with all the teachers from around the company, not just the teachers she observes. So that way everybody gets the information. We've really invested in our teachers, the quality of instruction that we're able to give, and I think that just gives us an edge over our competitors.
I know that some mom and dads, you know, when you have, say, a four-year-old that is just getting into school, they do participate in those lottery programs. Do you offer things like that with your academy?
Some of our centers have Georgia Lottery pre-K. Some do not. We all offer private pre-K as well. Mm-hmm. So we're big supporters of the Georgia Lottery program. It's an awesome program. My daughter's in one currently. And then we have an incredible private program for the families that fits better for as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me just say the fact you were calling them teachers, I have never heard them called teachers before. That I was wondering, I was like, that must mean they must really be teachers and not necessarily, you know, just assistants or workers or however else they...
Babysitters.
Exactly.
Right.
Break them down. So,
well, they're the lifeblood of our company.
Absolutely.
And we believe at Sunbrook Academy that teaching begins at the infant level. So, you know, if you'd be surprised as a parent comes in, we'll open up and show them our infant curriculum. Show them the objectives that we have for that class. We do parent-teacher conferences for an eight-week-old. I mean, so you'll sit down and you'll go over all the developmental milestones that we would like that child to hit before they're able to move up to the next classroom. So it starts early.
I have to agree with that. Like I was saying, I had a 6-year-old, and he started very early on because I went right back to work. He's the only child. So it was so important for him to develop in those early years. And now that he's actually in school, he's excelling in all subjects. I mean, and I really believe that it had to do with his early learning.
And let me tell you, Michael is off the chain. For a 6-year-old, he thinks he can pick me up. He can't pick me up.
I mean, he's
he can pick me up, but not in the literal way he thinks.
I mean, he's better on a computer than I am.
Right, exactly.
Thad, I got a question for you, real quick. My daughter currently my wife stays home with my daughter, and she's 2. She's always looking for like fun things to do and things like that. Do you guys have like a schedule where it's like, oh, that's a 2-hour block or something like that of something that she'd be interested in doing? Is that something that you can do?
We do have a 5-morning program at our centers where you can come in, you know, 5 mornings a week, just a half day. We also have 2- and 3-day programs.
Okay.
you know, it's difficult to have just like 1 or 2 hour, 3 hour drop offs, you know, especially for a 1 or 2 year old. It's not really developmentally appropriate to have that short of a day.
Okay.
You know, because they get a little separation anxiety for that short period of time, and it's much better. And they get the whole cross section of our entire curriculum if they're for the entire day. So it's not just, you know, coming and playing for a couple of hours. It's coming for your school day. We want our children at school, you know, by 8:30 in the morning. We want them to stay with us through 4 o'clock because we're going to teach all 10 learning objectives throughout the day. We don't want them to miss anything. And sometimes one project will begot another project. So, you know, you may, you know, read a certain story in the morning, you know, draw a picture of it on a tablet at lunch, and then late in the afternoon you may act it out in a you know, in a certain scenario. So then, you know, and you wouldn't want your child to miss all that.
Right. Good point.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I'm Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group, your business insurance specialist, and my co-host Tess Turin with Basica Marketing, your marketing expert. Well, you know what, Chris, you took the question right out of my mouth because I was going to say I have a goddaughter. I've never had one. She's like 13 months, cutest thing God ever slapped breath into. And I was wondering, because she has a full-time nanny, but I was wondering, like, let's say a half a day. Her mom's a project manager, works from home. Sometimes she's like, okay, I want to take her somewhere, let her go and really get something and not just have a babysitter.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you have those, but you said 2 or 3 days a week. Well, that's still good though, right?
But you offer drop-ins for people that work part-time or
We do
like
have
that.
Drop-in care. We do have some part-time care available. You know, most of our business, or 95% of our business, is full-time children. And that's actually what we encourage. I think, Tess, as you just said, the success of your child had a lot to do with the fact that he was in school.
That's right.
And it's the same thing for all ages. I encourage, once your child is two, whether, you know, we have great stay-at-home parents, I think it's important to get the socialization you get at a school like ours, and structured learning, because not many homes are set up for the structured learning that you get in our facilities.
Right, because sometimes so I think true. When you're at home with the baby, because when I keep my goddaughter, I spend more time playing with her, because she's so cute, instead of trying to focus on maybe even teaching her things or even noticing what she's noticing.
That's right.
And kind of going with that, so I definitely could see
that. And children need structure.
Right.
Oh, absolutely. They need structure, and they've got to have a schedule. So, you know, that part's difficult for our, for me, when I'm at home with my children, I mean, it's playtime. So
right.
We're just...
You should see my goddaughter's schedule. Every 15 minutes, it was something on there. I was like, you know what? We're just going to play. We're just going to turn this up. When you're hungry, you're going to eat. When you're sleeping, you can go to bed.
That's great.
So now you said you have nine locations, technically.
Well, I have six Sunbrook Academies.
Six Sunbrook Academies and three other child care centers.
That's correct.
Same kind of curriculum, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Very similar curriculum.
And how much are you guys going to expand in the next few years? What are you looking like?
Well, we're very excited. We have, over the next 12 to 18 months, we have a new corporate location in the works, possibly two. We're actively going to be expanding our franchise company. We have brought on a group and going to begin franchise sales right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we expect to have 5 to 10 new locations over the next 18 months in both this market and other markets in the Southeast.
Oh, wow. That's impressive, to say the very least there.
Wonderful. So what type of marketing do you all have in place now?
Oh, I'm glad you asked that. When you go to our website, sunbrookacademy.com, make sure to click on one of our Facebook or Twitter links.
Mm-hmm.
Or YouTube page, whichever one you'd like to click on. But the Facebook page is amazing. We've been recognized as having the top child care Facebook page in the country. We were on the leading edge of how much we would post. I mean, we have a full-time person that's dedicated to just getting stuff from all of our centers uploaded.
Wonderful.
And it's an awesome tool. But our marketing programs, both for franchise and for us, are set up to, you know, attract, enroll, retain, and leverage the customers that we have. So, to get new customers, I think Mike said earlier that word of mouth was important. Well, nothing's more important in childcare than having moms talking about you in the neighborhood. Okay,
absolutely.
But we have to prod them to get to talk about it, right? So, you know, so that's where our Facebook page comes into play, and that's where we're on the radio today. So that's a little bit of marketing, but we do some mailers, we do some flyering, but we do a lot of relationship marketing. We believe in building great relationships in the community. So we have a local marketing representative at every center, mm-hmm. And they go out in the community and deliver muffins and cookies and baked goods and art that the children made for them. And
They sound like they went to the Angel School of Marketing. That's my thing.
So we go out and
I deliver martinis, but
one thing I did want to ask: do you offer transportation back and forth or from school to your facility
for after school program? We should do.
For the after school mm-hmm. program, okay? Because I was thinking about that. That's very important well.
We have some great, a couple other things that we have that are unique to our business is that we have some great corporate partners. Right now, we are strategic partners with Babies R Us.
Okay.
Our marketing department has landed that recently. So
congratulations!
We're doing workshops at Babies R Us. Once a month where we go in and we'll do a craft with parents and their children and all kind of great stuff like that. And then they are in turn, we go out in their registration packages for new parents, and so that's in all of their. I believe it's 14 Atlanta locations of Babies R Us that we're actively partnered with them. We also have some employer partners that we do that we give discounted child care if we're part of a payroll deduction program or if we go out in their corporate newsletters. So we have two current, one major hospital system, Tanner Medical on the west side of town, and we're working on with WellStar right now, hoping to get them on board as well. That way their employees get a great benefit of discounted child care at a quality facility that is serving the community.
Sounds like you guys are doing a great job out there.
Well, I'm definitely impressed with the on-hands marketing. That is so important. People don't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. They do Facebook. They tweet, I think it's called. I don't do any of those things. They tweet. I just got my own Facebook page for the Nallet Agency. It's one picture up there, me. I haven't even figured out how to do anything else.
I can take number two right here.
I'll help you with that, Angel.
Wait till I put some more lipstick on. But I'm just saying is that people they get away from that personal attention, and it makes a difference.
When you go to a pediatrician's office and you go to the receptionist at the front desk and you shake their hand, you give them some muffins, and you tell them, hey, listen, here's a little bit about our facility. You have a lot of parents come through here.
Right.
If you think about it, let them know about us. And if there's something I can take back to our building, and because I know that, I looked at our, we'll go through our registrations and say, hey, we've got 40 of our students are come here. You're their pediatrician.
Right.
You're
exactly.
Already servicing a lot of our
right.
customers.
Yeah.
You should be serving more. I heard you're the best around. And that's the way you develop great relationships and build your business.
Makes
word
a lot
mouth,
of
way
sense.
Mike said earlier.
And those relationships matter at the end of the day, because I try to tell people it's like dating. You got to date the girl. You know what I'm saying? If you want to be with her, you got to date her. It's a slow process sometimes, but it's always worth it in the end.
That's right.
So, Thad, one last question for all the moms and dads that are out there that are looking to get some more information about your business. What's the best way?
Yeah, the best way to find the location that's closest to you is to go to sunbrookacademy.com, and you can find the location that's closest to you. And if you're looking for a new business and you'd like to be in childcare, you can go to sunbrookacademy.com and get some information about our franchise company as well.
Well, we would like to thank you one more time, Thad Joyner from Sunbrook Academy, President and CEO. Thanks so much for coming out today.
Thank you, Tess.
And last but not least, our anchor of the show, Chris Horn.
Returning guest.
That's right.
Veteran.
We love you so much. You just keep coming back. But you have something new to talk to us about today, right?
He only came back to get the pizza from Uncle Matteo's. That's the only
I just can't stay away
back.
From Angel.
Right.
That's right. Vocal Logic.
Yes.
President of Vocal Logic. So tell us a little bit about this company.
All right. So basically, the last time I came, we talked about the other companies, whether Core3 Networks, which does application development, web hosting, IT support, and then Atlanta PBX, which does all of the phone systems and the SMS stuff that we've been, the text messaging stuff we've been working on. And what I found is that having the two companies was dumb. And so.
Don't you love it when that happens when you own a business?
Yeah,
it doesn't make any sense.
I'm sitting here looking.
Is that a technical term?
Yes, that is actually technical. I'm sitting here and I'm looking. I've got somebody working on, a phone problem, and then I got the same person working on a web problem for the other company. And I'm looking at, financials for both companies. I'm like, what am I doing?
Right.
So, Core3 doesn't really do anything with the phones, and Atlanta PBX doesn't do anything with application development. And I'm like, I need to create something that encompasses them both. And so that's right. Where Vocal Logic came from. It's like the vocal and the code behind it. So that's kind of the logic. So that's where that came in. And so now VocalLogic does everything from your website, your email, IT support, to your business phone system, to marketing for your, you know, for text messaging. So we're kind of encompassed it all, and it's just made things. I mean, it's like if I came to you and I said, all right, I'm going to create you an application, and we went through the whole design process, right? And then you said, oh, so you can do the text messaging stuff to, you know, to alert me. And I was like, well, yeah, but you're gonna have to sign up with my other company.
Right.
That's a little sketchy.
Yeah, because I was going to tell you, I told you, talk to me like I'm four.
Right.
Say texting, calling, those regular words. Don't say stuff like application. I don't know what that means.
Right. So, you know, I was thinking, I'm like, this is confusing to people. And they're like, well, why would I do that? And then I found myself explaining it, and as I'm explaining it, I'm like, this is really stupid. So I just got rid of it all. And, you know, it's the same customers. They just kind of all come together.
All under one umbrella.
All under one umbrella. And, yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
That's where we're at.
Well, look, I'm one of Chris's customers. I was calling him. I was like, my phone's not working right. He's like, what's wrong? I don't know. Come to look. I don't know. He's like, does it do and go touch? I ain't doing none of that. I don't know. And he came out, took care of it. It was so funny. I didn't even know he was working. I thought he was just looking at Facebook or something on his computer. He was like, no, I'm working. I was like, is that how you fix the phone now on the computer? I thought he was going to go on the wall. He was like, no, that's not what happens anymore.
And then what happened the next day, I got a call, hey, none of my phones are working. And I was like, really?
Right.
Like, after all of that? And then what happened?
We're not going to call that company's name out, AT&T. That's a whole other conversation.
They shut you off. They said, oh, you didn't cancel? And you said,
no. I did not. Don't you love it? So tell me, now, you did my phones. Tell me more about this texting thing.
Okay, so one of the things that we're kind of integrating is, you know, being able to do text messaging where people can text stuff on your website. Like, for instance, you do insurance, right?
Right.
So that people could say, you know, you could be running anything with marketing. So I'm just trying to think of an example.
Let's say if one of Thad's parents is going to be late, can they text it to the website and it shows up in the email?
Yeah,
or?
We can even have it text his phone, text multiple people. They can, but and the best part about it is they're texting your phone number of your business. It's not your cell phone. So the actual website will be taking care of receiving that text message and then doing what.
So I
may
get rid of that other second phone that I have.
I could see that being very valuable to contractors.
I was going
to
say.
Yeah.
I was sitting, yeah, the next ice storm.
Yeah, I was just sitting here thinking about that. We definitely have to talk about that after the show here to see if people could text in for service.
That's
huge. Not only that, we've got something called On Hands on Deck emergency system. And it's actually something that you could use for childcare. It's basically you would be able to send a text message to a number. And you say what the emergency is or what everybody needs to know. And everybody that's a part of that system will get the message that he sends to that number.
Little school. Johnny is screaming and will not stop.
No.
Like lockdown.
Yeah.
Like,
or,
like,
yeah, school's closed today due to the ice.
Or All of a sudden there's an emergency going on and something's and they're on lockdown.
Yeah.
So he could literally text with his phone while he's walking the message, and it goes out to everybody. So it's like a mass message from the phone. That's just one of the applications.
Super cool.
Yeah, so it goes to everybody in his business or everybody that's part of that, like the children's parents and all their aunts and uncles, or how
it's whoever opts into it. Like the parents would actually text whatever keyword that you came up with to, and it would come back and say, okay, you're now part of this group, you know, text
and
opt
all
out.
The parents would do it.
Right.
Absolutely.
And so,
and employees.
Right.
So, all for your customers, really.
Yeah. And then we also have call from click, which is like instead of calling, say, you know, your power company or something like that and waiting on hold, you know, and finally getting someone 30 minutes later, you can put your phone number in. And what it does is our system will call them, wait for someone to answer the phone. And then once they answer the phone, it calls you.
So I've seen that before.
Yeah. So,
very
like,
cool.
For instance, Comcast does that.
Yeah.
Like, if you're waiting on hold and it's like, okay, well, it's longer than 20 minutes, so we'll call you back. Well, this does it from the beginning. Like, you don't ever have to call them. Like, you just go on their website and say, I need support, and then they put in a number. Okay, we'll contact you as soon as someone gets on the phone. So it's just a way to circumvent the annoyance of having to sit on the phone all the time.
So. You seem to have so many great ideas, Chris.
It's fun. It's fun coming up with these ideas and getting people excited about it and watching it happen. So.
Yeah, but the crazy part is, how do you make it work?
It's
my mom still cannot understand how the iPhone or the little iPod has music in it. Yes. Swear to God. She's like, where is the music? I'm like, I don't understand. It's not a record player inside the phone, but you can still play it. She couldn't understand when I signed up for Pandora.
Can you explain to the listeners? What? Can you explain to the listeners what a record is?
Exactly. An album. They have no idea.
You're dating yourself, Angel.
I only heard my mama talk about it. I really don't know what an album is. Something I heard.
That's a good one.
Okay, right? I'm
just surprised somebody at 29 knows what a record is. So
our guest, I like you more every day, Chris.
It was funny. Our guest last week was talking about Yellow Pages. I was like, you really are dating yourself, yeah, talking about Yellow Pages on the air.
Look, I used to sell Yellow Pages, so you know I'm dating myself. I'm just saying. Yeah, I mean, I'm saying that is, I think that's the thing. Everybody can think of what they want to work or how easy they think, oh, well, why can't I just do X? But let me ask you this. So if your customers call you, can they just say to you, I want to be, is it easier just to say, tell me everything you in your ideal world, what you want to be to do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Because to sit here and, in order to really stay on kind of top of this, you have to always be coming up with new ideas and new things and trying new things. I mean, that's really the only way. Otherwise, you're just like everybody else, you know? And part of the whole IT support, like, we want to be able to come in and be like, okay, we got your phones. If you have a problem with your email, if you have a problem with your computer, you need something updated on your website, you don't have 50 people that you're calling. You can call one person and, we can set up however, you need to do. Plus, it interacts with, you get the features that we're creating for the website. So it's beneficial.
Well, it sounds like you sell more solutions than products, if that makes any sense.
It's kind of a yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm so smart, Chris.
Yes, you are.
By the way, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today, Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group, your business insurance specialist, and Tess Turin with Basica Marketing, your marketing expert, and we are speaking with Chris Horn of VocaLogic. So let me ask you this, Chris, because we were just saying you sell solutions. Mm-hmm. With that texting, can you do that with your Facebook too? Could they text it to your Facebook?
Yeah. So when you're talking about texting, you're literally talking about people texting a phone number. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you wanted to put up, let's say you wanted to run an advertisement that said text 50% off your whatever.
A lot of restaurants do that.
Right.
Right. So when someone sees that, they text that. They get the message back that says, show this text to, but now you've got their phone number. All mm-hmm. right. So, and you can capture their email address if you want to. So then you're kind of creating. And then, of course, they can opt out at any point. Mm-hmm. But that's really the power of the text message. Yes, you can use it for different applications. And, if you want to capture information from people, like text this to fill out a 3-question survey. And it'll text you the survey questions. You respond back. AT&T does this. Anytime you get off the phone with them, that's definitely what you want, is to now get text messages from them. But it does work. Give us a rating, 1 to 5.
They don't really care. They don't really want to know what the rating is.
I'm pretty sure it goes to a black hole somewhere, right? Because I don't think somebody goes, we should probably change what we're doing.
Exactly. No, absolutely not. So what else are some of the new things you guys develop besides the texting?
Well, the call to click thing is really big. Really being able to, tie that into your website. Mm-hmm. We're trying to take all of our services, like I said, and bring them under one umbrella. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of, we're always coming up with new ideas. We did an auction through text message for Habitat for Humanity, and that was really fun. So it's just, we're just trying to come up with new things all the time to.
Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin and Angel Nowlin, and we are speaking with Chris Horn, president of VocaLogic. Did I say that right?
You're close.
It's his fault.
You're close. VocaLogic.
VocaLogic.
There you go.
So going back to the text messaging, because I know there's a lot of laws, rules, and regulations mm-hmm. that surround that. Can you let us know how that works?
There's very little law that goes around it right now, which probably will change soon. But basically, if someone requests, stop, then it ceases communication with. And that's one of the things that we've kind of built into the core, and we're trying to figure out if that's how we want to keep it. Right now, if you text stop, like, you won't ever get another message, like, ever, until, you get removed out of that. So, it's not like a, if you Like if you text stop, it doesn't come back and say, well, if you want messages again, you can type go. No, it like you don't exist anymore.
Right. It's kind of like what the email, it says to opt out, put in your email address, and it takes 6 weeks to take you off the list.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of like an unsubscribe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nobody wants a, oh, we're just sending you another email letting you know that you just got unsubscribed. No, I unsubscribed.
Exactly.
It's the same
content. Are you sure? Yes.
Right.
Are you positive? Yes.
Right. So that's, you know, we do that. The bottom layer of all of our applications that are built on it. If you say stop, that's it, done.
So how easy is it to switch from, let's say, all the different stuff I have now, all the different companies, to VocaLogic?
All right, so at least from a web standpoint, it's a pretty basic, you know, it's just like switching web providers. Email, we do email migrations. You know, we've had a lot of people come over from a couple other companies because of downtime. That's really the biggest time, you know, when you have those big email outages from these other big companies, that it's like your phone being down. You got to have your email and you got to have your phone. So, and that's another reason why we've really tried to put all that under one umbrella, because we want to focus on it as much as we're focusing on everything else. So, to transfer, say, phones, very simple process. You know, we set the phones up. We set up how the greetings you want, you know, how you want calls routed to you. If you're not there at your desk, we can have it patch it to your cell phone. All kinds of little things like that. It generally takes 2 to 3 weeks for your number to be transferred over to from whatever whoever you're with to us. And generally takes... we haven't had anybody leave yet, but...
Oh, you're such a bragger.
We haven't. I mean, I'm holding, you know, I'm crossing my fingers. But, you know, if you, for some reason you did want to leave, we have all of the verification codes on your invoice, every invoice, so you just would show that to them. So there's no... it's a very simple process both ways.
Okay. So you're obviously B2B. Mm-hmm. How large of a project, how small of a project can you do?
We try to stick within a 90-day time frame on most of our projects. Now, you know, if it's like I just need a website change, things like that, no big deal. For larger applications, we're working on a project right now that has just gone over the 90-day mark. But it's kind of wrapping up at this point. So that's really when everyone says, okay, I want something to redo my whole business process from the sales end to the, you know, fulfilling an order to the QA at the end that, you know, is a mobile application that everybody can access. And we try to keep it at a 90-day turnaround. So obviously there are going to be bigger ones and smaller ones, but that's kind of our average. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, Chris, tell everyone out there how they can reach the new VocaLogic.
All right. Yep. You can actually you know, reach us at our website at VocaLogic.com. So it's VocaLogic, really. Just one L, VocaLogic.com. Okay. And as of this moment right now, it's going to the Core 3 website because we're almost done and ready to launch the new one. So, and you can contact us. Our phone number is 404-850-9616.
Okay, well, Chris Horn from VocaLogic, President, thanks so much again for coming out today and sharing all that great information.
Thank you.
And we also want to thank Thad Joyner from Sunbrook Academy, President and CEO. Thanks so much for coming out, Thad.
Thank you, Tess.
He got so much happier with time, didn't he?
And Michael Gordy from Fulton Services, General Manager. Thanks so much, Michael, for coming out and sharing some information today.
Well, thank you, Tess and Angel. It was a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So we also want to thank Uncle Matteo's Pizza Joint, Mall of Georgia. They're located at 3320 Buford Drive in Buford, Georgia. Be sure to go to their Facebook today, guys, and tell them you had absolutely great pizza at Business Leaders of Today. They do catering, birthday parties. They dine in and take out. So a special thanks to Uncle Matteo's Pizza Joint. And if you missed any part of the show, or if you'd like to be a guest on one of our upcoming shows, you can go to businessleaders.businessradiox.com. I'm Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, where our business is growing your business.
And I'm Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group. I specialize in business insurance, and I'm your best friend on your worst day.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone, and have a great weekend.